This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
5 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're up at speed right now, heading around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia. So pretty good there. Fairfax crews are working with the water main break on Lee Highway at Blake Lane. Right now closed each direction. 66 with lanes open coming out of Gainesville. Not just through to the Beltway, but continuing through Falls Church and Arlington. So that looks good. We do have the 5,000 block of G Street still closed in Southeast D.C. right at Benning Road due to police department activity. No problems early here. 295 Southeast Southwest Freeway runs clear. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll go through the day windy with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Probably push it into the mid-30s this afternoon. Clear tonight, down near 22. Suburbs will be colder. Increasing clouds tomorrow. Maybe some late-day rain showers, 42. Rain can end as snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 13 in Warrenton, 18 in Bowie, 22 degrees in Washington. President Trump calls for optimism in spite of warning about danger in his State of the Union address. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday morning. 5:07 here in Washington, D.C. Joining us at 6:35, Cal Thomas. Cal is on fire, and he has some advice for the president's critics. At 7:05, it's Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner with the highs and the lows of the president's speech and the reaction of the Democrats. 8:05, it's Howie Kurtz on his new book, Media Madness. It's got some bombshells in it. Find out what they are. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais.
Well, good morning. The president of the United States giving his first State of the Union address last night. Speaking to the nation, not only about what his presidency was about, but also talking about sort of all of us and the way that we've all played a role in making the country what it is. We, the word dominated the president's State of the Union address. Also, not only was the president on display last night, but all of the politics of America were on display last night as Republicans routinely stood and applauded for the president as he went point by point through all of the successes of the last year. And Democrats routinely remain seated. This morning, we want to get your response. That's right, sitting on their hands. I hope they wash them. I want to get your responses tonight, this morning, rather. I say tonight because we just played right through. You watch yes, the State of the Union, you watch all the reactions, you watch all the Democratic responses, of which there are 1,000, and you show up, and we're going to talk about it this morning as you head into work and as you're thinking about what you saw last night in the State of the Union. We want to get your reaction. What were the moments that stood out to you? What was the one thing that you said that really delivered a message to me? And what was that message? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. I'm going to go through a little bit of the audio here of the President of the United States. And this is the Speaker of the House introducing the President. This is Paul Ryan.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Of preventing? What are you doing, Paul Ryan? Easy, buddy. Don't prevent anything. Presenting the President of the United States. And here's the President. And remember, the notion here was that this was going to be a speech about unity. The White House had promised that. Here's what it sounded like.
Tonight, I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people. This is really the key. These are the people we were elected to serve.
As in, remember why we're here. It's the American people. Speaking of the State of the Union, you always have to give an assessment. What is the State of the Union? Here's the press.
Let's begin tonight by recognizing that the state of our union is strong because our people are strong.
And the president focusing on all of the economic implications, of course, of the last year, record high stock market growth quarter by quarter around 3%, things just all of these indicators going up, unemployment rates at record lows across not only relative to the overall unemployment rate, but across various demographics. And he emphasized the role that jobs in the economy have played in the State of the Union.
Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs, including 200,000 new jobs in manufacturing alone.
Yeah, so the president, a lot to brag about, and we'll play more of this audio for you, but your calls are pouring in now as you react to the State of the Union this morning, what you thought of this. The moments that you thought were the most important or stood out to you as sending a strong message last night or a bad one. I would just kind of want to get the moments that you thought were highlights. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
You know, I took notes because I'm a dork, so I took notes during it.
I've always said that about
you. 1:30 this morning when I was watching, I got up too early to watch it. The one thing I wrote down and underlined, Americans are dreamers too. I thought that was the best line of the entire night. You know, yes, there are dreamers, but you know what? Americans have dreams too. And that was a huge applause getter, of course, from only one side of the room. The highlight, there were several highlights for me. One of the highlights was the president called the Capitol a monument to the American people. This is a monument to the American people. This building is a monument to the American people. This is their house. They elect us to come here. And so the Republicans started chanting USA, USA. Luis Gutierrez jumped out of his seat and ran out.
Wow.
The chanting of you. Oh, didn't you see that?
Yeah, what a time
Gutierrez
to do that.
Got up and jumped and ran out.
Right. Yeah.
And you could see it was him on the camera. And I guess the chanting of USA, USA was just too much patriotism.
I mean, maybe he had to use the bathroom.
Maybe. That could.
You never,
his cell phone could have gone off. All the Democrats are on their cell phones a lot.
Like he left the oven on. Yeah. He just remembered.
The president had a lot of really interesting people in the gallery that he brought, and I think he used them very well, went back and forth with them and talked about their stories. The parents of the children, the two girls killed by MS-13 on Long Island, was I had to get a tissue. It was so sad. Oh,
yeah.
My God, those poor parents.
Yeah.
How do you just not? Your heart just rips out for them. And listen, some of the Democrats did stand and did applaud at certain times. Not all of them, but some of them did. And so they weren't all necessarily sitting there on their cell phones. I was amazed at the number of people on cell phones. Don't they take those things away from them when they walk in there? They should. They really should. You shouldn't be on the cell phone.
They're a little looser in the House of Representatives than they are in the Senate.
Don't go. If that's how you feel, then don't go. But it was just that part I thought was rude.
There's a lot to pick through here, so we'll go to you now and get your reactions here. John in Alexandria, good morning. Big takeaway from the State of the Union, sir.
Morning, guys. Super Bowl John here. Got a little different perspective or something to add. Of course, I agree with everything Mary says. I thought the Dreamers line was a great one. But I was alive during Reagan's time. And the part that I take away, and I remember even when I saw the same thing with him, was when they would show like Nancy or the Congressional Black Caucus looking so mad and so upset. People, that's a visual thing that people will remember, that these guys are so entrenched in their ideas and so much hatred that they can't even smile, can't even pause for the country doing great.
Yeah,
Hopefully that sticks through the 18 election,
yep.
And people are going to remember. These guys are grouching.
John, great point. I want to emphasize actually your point here because we've got the audio of the moment where the president mentions black unemployment being at a record low, and that's when the camera pans to the Congressional Black Caucus. Just picture the entire Congressional Black Caucus staying seated and not reacting at all to the following portion.
Unemployment claims have hit a 45-year low. And something I'm very proud of, African-American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded.
Seated, stone-faced. So, I mean, what's the message that you think you're sending to the American people as they watch this if you stay seated on something like that?
Well, I mean, clearly the racists couldn't stand up and applaud that. That must have been a dog whistle, or he was speaking in code. And that's why all the racists got up and applauded black unemployment and Hispanic unemployment being at an all-time low. That's the only reason they would applaud that.
Look, even if you credit Obama, which many Democrats have tried to make the case, even if you credit Obama with that stat, why wouldn't you at least applaud the stat, right? Wouldn't you be in favor of that?
Right.
I guess not. But that's why. Anyway, that's the juxtaposition, though. That's the juxtaposition. The president sounds like he's trying to strike a tone of unity, and the Democrats appear to be striking a tone of discord. And just based on the way they reacted to moments like that, things upon which they should not disagree.
Well, you want to know how they cannot stand and not applaud for that? Because the more people that have better wages and see their wages rise and get to keep more money in their taxes, the less likely they are to vote for Democrats.
More from you in a moment on this subject. I want to find out what you thought of the State of the Union and what were your highlights. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It's 515 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's get the state of our roadways with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, we have you covered, and off to a pretty decent start here. 270 Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. You have a water main break in the Fairfax area. 29 Lee Highway, Blake Lane for the water main. If you head through there for your morning travels, looks like that will be shut down in each direction. No problems to report on 66 Greenway Toll Road. Off to a good start. Some good news there. We do have off to out of the tracks running on the blue and orange line trains. They're single tracking between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory through the Lake Clearing track work. So keep a close watch on that. Bundle up and prepare for some delays here. And blue and orange trains single tracking for now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's windy today with a mix of clouds and sun. Temperatures nearly steady in the mid-30s. Tonight, a clear sky with a low of 22 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny early, then increasing cloudiness later in the day. Showers in the late evening, possibly. High of 42 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 22. 517 on WML.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, February 12th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
President delivering the first State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress, of course, last night as the nation watched. He had a lot to brag about, but especially this piece of legislation.
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
All right, so tax cuts, playing such a huge role last night as he emphasized, look, those paychecks are going to reflect the success of this Congress, which is getting those tax cuts passed. And you're going to see that. Most Americans will see that in their paychecks. And remember, he's saying, to an audience that's going to see him unfiltered maybe for the only time this year, that's my doing. I'm responsible for that. Remember that in 2018.
I have to say, I think his tone was wonderful last night. I was so, so, so proud of the President Trump that showed up last night. That was my dream President Trump right there. I think the speech was beautifully written. And I like the way that he said, I'm here to holding out a hand to work with the other side. I wrote down exactly what he said. But at one point, he did say something. He talked about America's children, America's poor. I'm extending a hand to work with both both parties to deal. You know, my priority is Americans' children, America's poor, and I'm extending a hand to work with both parties. And I think that that was really smart because he's saying, hey, I want to work with you guys. He didn't go after the Democrats. He didn't hand back to them what they've been handing to him. And because the American people are going to be seeing all those tax benefits in their paychecks very, very quickly, I think it was a wonderful balance that he walked a very fine line and he did it beautifully.
All right, let's go. Let's find out more from you. What you thought were the highlights last night. Eric is in Harper's Ferry this morning. Eric, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Oh, Eric, just missed your moment. I heard that click. Sylvie in Waldorf this morning. Good morning. Good morning, Sylvie.
Good morning. Yes, and what Mary was saying, I'm already seeing those tax reductions in my paycheck because my paycheck was posted a few days ago for February 2nd, and I see it. And
yes.
It's huge.
Hey.
But last night's speech was amazing. As a mother and as a Hispanic woman, I'm very, very happy with this president and the MS-13 comment with the families there as well as the Otto One Beer family. How can you sit down on that? How can you not stand up? And it was beautiful, beautifully written, and I'm really positive about the next few years with this president. Very pleased.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the warm beers. We did not see them on the list yesterday of the people who would be.
They were surprised.
Were surprised to be there. And I do have to say, to be fair here, the Democrats did stand for the warm beers and they did stand for the parents
there
of
were
those
moments,
girls who were killed by MS-13.
There were moments that were so overwhelming that it would be insane. I mean, there were a bunch of times where I thought it was insane they weren't standing. But those moments especially where he cited the heroes who were in the gallery or the people who've gone through real hardship. No way that I could have seen anybody seated for that. Meanwhile, Sylvie just mentioned MS-13. The president talking about why he wants to fix the immigration system, and it involves MS-13 here.
My duty and the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, and their right to the American dream. Because Americans are dreamers, too.
There it is. There's the line. And by the way, it's the most memorable line of the speech. Americans are dreamers too, and you will hear that more as this debate rages on immigration and how we fix our immigration system. That Americans are dreamers too will become the kind of the Republican rebuttal. Mary, to your point, you constantly talk about sort of the Republican messaging here, which is like, how come Republicans can't get the messaging right? They got that one right.
I think the Republicans' messaging has been so on point lately, but because it's because of the president. The president knows how to market. This is what he does. And he's finally impressing upon them, look, I know what I'm doing. And you can see them starting to get in line now. They're like, wow, we can win. Look at that.
The president unloading his infrastructure plan last night as well, giving us details. We'll share those in a moment. 522 on WMAL.
Here's a way you can save time. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. If you're looking for a real connection, it's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people teaming with real matchmakers to plan real dates between people with real chemistry. With Valentine's Day fresh in everyone's mind, this time of year can be a real bummer. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. Don't be controlled by some faceless algorithm app. You deserve a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and what you're looking for. Give it a try. Call or text my friends at IJL right now at 202-466-6699. That's a real matchmaker and a real number. Remember, It's Just Lunch is easy, totally professional, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch, the right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. 202-466-6699.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Combining Eastern and Western Medicine on Wednesday, February 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit rosellecare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's rosellecare.com or call 703-698-7117.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some of the trains out of the gate running behind schedule this morning. Metrorail on the blue, orange, and now they're saying on the silver line. Train single tracking between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory due to late clearing track work. So expect delays and then less residual delays once they get back to normal there as far as not single tracking. No problems around the Capitol Beltway, so we are off to a good start there. Same story with 270, 66, quiet. We do have a water main break. Fairfax crews are working with us on Highway 29, Lee Highway, Blake Lane, and that is closed each direction. They say through the morning rush hour. Expect this closure, so give you a heads up. 395 Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Ooh, it's a good time to get going. Looks good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds putting a little chill in the air this morning. Wind chills in the single digits. Cold day today. Clouds and sunshine will hold in the mid-30s. Overnight tonight, low 20s, teen suburbs, still some gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 22 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
As we rebuild our industries, it is also time to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure. Is a nation of builders. We built the Empire State Building in just 1 year. Isn't it a disgrace that it can now take 10 years just to get a minor permit approved for the building of a simple road?
Yeah, wow. 10 years. He wants to speed up that permit time. He also made that $1.5 trillion infrastructure pitch, calling on Congress to produce a bill that generates that revenue. On all of this, on the State of the Union, so much more to talk about this morning. Cal Thomas will join us at 6:35 to break it down, put it all into perspective for us. And then Sarah Westwood will also give us all of the political winners and losers that came out of last night at 7:05 this morning. And the media reaction, of course. Howard Kurtz going to be with us at 8:05 this morning. The media having a very different reaction than you or I to this speech last night.
Oh, absolutely. And just very quickly, got some tweets that I'd like to share with you. Stephen tweeted at us and said, if you stand for something, you will have people for you and people against you. But if you stand for nothing, you will have nobody for you. Maurice Sachi.
There you go. 5:27 on WMAL.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland, University College, offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Our next undergraduate session starts February 19th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Well, if you thought the president was restrained, you should have seen the Democrats last night. Whoa! Joe Kennedy, standing in front of what appeared to be a broken car. Who thought that was a good idea? The Joe Kennedy Democratic response is so much more. You're going to want to hear this. 5:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A trade with the Kansas City Chiefs apparently spells the end of Kirk Cousins' tumultuous tenure with the Redskins. The Skins have agreed to acquire quarterback Alex Smith from the Chiefs. Smith will get a four-year contract extension. He still has 1 year left on his current deal. President Trump touted what he sees as a successful first year in office in his first State of the Union address.
The President of the United States!
President Donald Trump delivering his first State of the Union address before a divided Congress.
No people on earth are so fearless or daring or determined as Americans.
The theme of the speech, a safe, strong, and proud America. 1 week after a government shutdown and another potential shutdown looming next week, the president put forth his plan for immigration and urged Congress to act.
I am extending an open hand to work with members of both parties.
Reporting from Capitol Hill, I'm Kristen Holmes.
Today at noon in Annapolis, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan delivers his fourth State of the State address. Hogan's expected to use the occasion to promote his legislative agenda. As school districts across Virginia continue searching for new ways to bring in revenue, one state lawmaker has a new idea. Ads on school buses.
This is not something the state is going to say, you have to do it. But if the bill passes, then it's certainly another tool in the tool chest.
Delegate Israel O'Quinn, the bill's sponsor, says the ads would be limited to the back end of school buses and there would be restrictions on what kind of ads would be allowed. The Virginia Senate has passed a bill to dock the lottery winnings of people who have recently been on welfare. The bill would take back money from the winners of lottery prizes over $25,000 if they had received welfare benefits in the past 5 years. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 26,077, the NASDAQ at 7,402. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Redskins will be getting a new quarterback, trading for the Chiefs' Alex Smith. NBA, the Wizards beat the Thunder without John Wall. NHL, the Caps host the Flyers tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has low prices on the organizational solutions your business needs to clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand this year. Like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Less mess equals more success. Visit staples.com for more. Staples, it's bro time.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and maybe you can't stop time, but you can definitely watch those saggy, droopy eyelids disappear with Chamonix's brand new Genucel eyelid treatment. Michelle from Modesto, California tried it, and she says, "I love your new Genucel eyelid treatment. It really did a great job lifting and firming my droopy eyelids. Bravo, Chamonix, for this innovative and much-needed product." You can read Michelle's full review and many more on Genucel.com. And for a limited time, the brand new Genucel eye lift is yours free when you order Genucel for bags and puffiness under the eye. And for results in 12 hours, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also free with your order. Go to Genucel.com right now for extra saving coupons, or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. For the first time ever, Chamonix is offering free 3-day shipping and free returns on Genucel.com. For a new year without bags, puffiness, or droopy eyelids, go to Genucel.com now, or call 800-525-2720. Visit Genucel.com now. That's Genucel.com.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of early hiccups here. Let's begin. Maryland 210, Indian Head Highway northbound. Right before we get to the Capitol Beltway, crash reported, and I'm starting to see a little bit of volume on the approach, so keep alert. Again, 210 northbound as you head past Livingston Road and up toward the Capitol Beltway. For Metro Rail riders, early delays due to late clearing track work. Blue, orange, and silver line trains. They're single tracking right now between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory, so plan for that. Fairfax crews working with the water main break, they say, through the morning rush hour. Watch for this closure. 29 Lee Highway at Blake Lane, and is closed in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy this morning and cold. Cloud sunshine today, mid-30s. Overnight tonight, down to the low 20s and clear. Tomorrow, clouds on the increase, 42. Late in the day toward evening, maybe some rain showers, and that rain could actually end as some snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 13 in Haymarket, 16 in Olney, 21 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wednesday morning.
That's right.
Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. All right. Joining us at 6:35, Cal Thomas. Cal is on fire, and he has some advice for the president's critics today. 7:05, it's Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner with the highs and lows of the president's speech last night. And Howie Kurtz will give us the media response to the State of the Union. Also, he has a new book out. Some interesting bombshells in there. He'll tell us all about it. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. So we were talking about the State of the Union and the president's speech last night. And, of course, we also have the Democratic response given by Joseph P. Kennedy III last night. Joe Kennedy getting up and giving that State of the Union response. It was interesting, actually, to watch because he was standing in a room in Boston in front of a Ford Mustang that was jacked up in like a service position. And when the camera was close enough, it looked like the Mustang was totaled, and basically because the hood was popped in front of him and the tight shot was on him. And I saw a bunch of people pointing out, like, isn't it kind of weird to have a Kennedy giving a speech in front of a broken car?
Well, and especially like, in front of the Chappaquiddick car. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Chappaquiddick, I think he was wearing a lot of Chappaquiddick stick last night because his lips were just so slimy. It was actually kind of strange. So, like, whereas Marco Rubio had the problem of drinking too much water to parch his lack of fluids, Joe Kennedy had the opposite problem. He was preparing not to have a Marco Rubio moment and put so much, again, Chappaquiddick stick on his face that you could, they were just shimmering, and it looked really strange.
It looked like he was drooling.
Yes.
I saw many comments that with pictures of him, and saying, is he drooling? Why is Joe Kennedy drooling?
Right. Well, I will say, though, to his credit, I mean, this is normally, they often call these responses the curse, because, you know, so many people have gone through them and just looked looked poorly doing them. Now, all of that framing aside, just listening to this, he's composed. He's got a big audience in that room, a resounding applause from people who are buying hook, line, and sinker his Democratic line. But that line is a dark one. He's basically saying to the American people, don't believe the hopefulness that you see around you. It's not true. This is a dangerous, fraught time. It's one of horrors, and only the Democratic Party can lead you to the light. Here's a little bit of Joe Kennedy delivering his response last night.
Many have spent the last year anxious, angry, afraid. We all feel the fractured fault lines across our country.
Yeah, anxious, angry, afraid. We feel this. And again, basically a reframing of where the president was just moments prior, which was one of hopefulness, of optimism, of pointing out sort of America's successes and all of the people who've succeeded despite their hardships for various reasons. So this is sort of the opposite thing. And this has been done historically. During Ronald Reagan's presidency, it was done. The Democrats would often paint the economic successes as peril, like things are not going poorly, despite what you might think. Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe what you hear. Don't believe your pay stubs. Things are not as good as you believe they are. And only the Democratic Party can rescue from the misery that we're insisting is actually occurring. Here's Kennedy. And by the way, this point, remember, get this, listen to this point, because this is the one you're going to hear more often. Now that Democrats can't say that the economy is doing poorly, they're going to start saying the beneficiaries of the good economy are not the American people. It's just the top 1%. Listen to this.
We see an economy that makes stocks soar, investor portfolios bulge, and corporate profits climb, but fails to give workers their fair share of the reward.
See? There's the rub.
A government that struggles to keep itself open. Russia, knee-deep in our democracy.
There it is, Russia.
An all-out war on environmental protection. A Justice Department rolling back civil rights by the day.
That's right, by getting FISA warrants on Trump campaign officials.
Hatred and supremacy. Proudly marching in our streets.
Hatred and supremacy. So, again, this is totally opposite land. These are just, you want to talk to about two Americas. There's the second one.
Has anybody told him the only reason he got to give that speech is because his last name's Kennedy? Anybody tell him that? Because you know he never would get to give the rebuttal any other reason.
Remember, Mary, politics is not for any random American. There's only a couple families who are entitled to be in charge of this, and the Kennedys are one of them.
It's for dynasties.
Yeah, it's for dynasties. Kennedys, the Bushes, they're in charge, really.
Yeah,
the Clintons. Yeah. Let's not kid ourselves here. Meanwhile, Kennedy goes on to say that Trump is pitting people against each other. That he's sowing chaos here, and that in the end we can all get what we want. Literally everything you want, we can all have it.
They're turning American life into a zero-sum game, where for one to win, another must lose.
Or they're making adult decisions about limited resources.
Wait a minute. Isn't that what the Democrats do? In order for someone else to have health care, you have to pay twice as much for yours. Or you lose yours because you can't afford it. But this person over here has it. Isn't that what the Democrats do all the time with their policies? That in order for someone else to have, they have to take it from somebody else first?
Well, here's his answer about what the Democratic Party wants to do.
So here is the answer the Democrats offer tonight. We choose both.
Woo! Yeah.
So just going to go out and water the money tree in the backyard?
Yeah, that's right. Water the money tree. Where is that money tree? And then this is great. Kennedy whipping out the high school Spanish. Listen to this. This is he addresses dreamers because, obviously, you're supposed to address the so-called dreamers in a State of the Union response. Here's his response en Español.
And to all the dreamers out there watching tonight, let me be absolutely clear.
Okay, please.
Ustedes son parte de nuestra historia. Vamos a luchar
vamos a luchar por ustedes. Y no, nos vamos a alejar. You are part of our story. We will fight for you, and we will not walk away.
Did he just assume that Dreamers are mostly Hispanic, thus assuming that people who come here illegally are mostly Hispanic? That to me sounds pretty racist and stereotypical.
Or that they can't speak English?
Right, and they can't speak English either.
544 on WMAL.
Don't fear running out of money in retirement. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and enjoy your retirement. The Savvy Investor Radio, Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
What do the King of Prussia Mall, Legoland, Keswick Theater, and the new Founding Farmers Restaurant all have in common? They're all part of the thrill of the Chill Winter Hotel Package in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Get amazing deals when you book a hotel room this winter at valleyforge.org/chill.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL. Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, Monday, February 12th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
The clients we work with are typically in between 50 to 70, with just a few years away until full retirement, maybe already retired, or sometimes even months away. God forbid, if a crash or serious correction happens, we don't let a lifetime's worth of savings be wiped out.
Abe tries to ensure that you're protecting what it is that you do have.
Join them Saturday afternoon at 4 here on WMAL and visit retirementkeyradio.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dale City, I want to take you west of Interstate 95 with a serious crash. Prince William Parkway, Minneville Road. Looks like they're stopping traffic in all directions again. On the Prince William Parkway, Minneville Road, where they intersect, watch for a lot of police activity and we'll keep you posted if there's any change at the closure points there. On Interstate 95, as you work north of Dale City toward the Occoquan, seeing some of the volume there, but beyond, good. Up through to the Beltway, 395 wide open, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Oh, it's a water main break, Fairfax. It's going to be like this for a while. Closed is 29 Lee Highway at Blake Lane. Closure in each direction there. 270, we're off to a good start. There's a little bit of volume in Urbana and Hyattstown. And for Metro Rail, delays, blue, orange, silver line trains continue to be single tracking between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory. It was late clearing track work, so expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather settling in for a couple of days, and we'll have some precipitation around later tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Some of it could be snow. Windy this morning and cold. Cloud sunshine today, mid-30s. Overnight tonight, down to the low 20s and clear. Tomorrow, clouds on the increase, 42. Late in the day toward evening, maybe some rain showers, and that rain could actually end as some snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 22 degrees in the nation's capital, 548.
All right, you might want to head outside if you are not outside within the next, probably about a half hour or so to see the start of a super blue blood moon. What?
Wow.
Yeah, today total lunar eclipse will occur with a blue moon. So that's a super blue blood moon. All right, it happens approximately once a month or every 29 and a half days. Occasionally it happens twice in 1 month, approximately every 3 years or so. That's known as a blue moon. When you have two super moons in the same month is a blue moon, all right? I'm sure I'm getting this wrong, so I'm waiting for the science teacher to call me up. The last blue moon occurred in July of 2015. In 2018, we're going to have two of them. Now, that won't happen again for another 19 years. The second blue moon is going to occur in late March. Now, the blood moon occurs because the Earth is passing between the moon and the sun. Eclipse, right? We learned that. We learned that in science. That's the eclipse. And that, because the way the light bends, it gives the moon a reddish tint to it, so it's called a blood moon. A blue moon combined with a super moon, that's when the moon is closest to the Earth, so it appears really, really big, is called a super blue blood moon.
Wow.
Super moon. I feel like I'm reading the Dr. Seuss thing when Tweedle beetles battle and they're with their paddles in a puddle and the puddle's in a bottle.
That's right.
And that's what I feel like I'm reading.
That was pretty good. You have good memory.
And, yeah. And puddle's in a bottle and the bottle's on a poodle and the poodle's eating noodles. Super moons only occur once every 14 months, will not happen again until January of 2019. In other words, it's going to appear red. It's going to be really, really big. And because there's two super moons happening in the same month, it's called a blue moon. All right.
Now so I know where once in a blue moon came from.
Blue blood. Exactly. That's exactly where the saying comes from.
There you go.
Yes, because blue moons are rare in the sense that the two super moons in the same month.
So an even rarer expression would be once in a super blue blood moon.
And it may be just because it's two full moons in a month. Maybe not a super moon, but two full
moons.
That's right.
In a month. Why they call it a blue moon. The second one is considered the blue moon.
Right. The second one's considered the blue moon. The super because it's super close to the Earth, so it appears bigger. And the blood because the Earth is going to eclipse it. Now, here, we're not going to see it as well as you would if you live further west, because the sun will be the moon will be going below the horizon by the time it gets fully eclipsed. So we won't see it as well as if we lived, you know, out in California. They're going to really see it.
Yeah. Well, you rarely see astrological things as good as you could if you move west. You know what I mean? Just like go to the middle of the country. The star field is incredible.
That's good. Yeah, there's no light pollution.
Here, it's like, are there stars up there? I think there are. Somebody told me they exist.
I'll tell you what, we're going to send Alex the intern out, and we're going to let him go tell us. He can go stand outside in the cold and he can tell us if it's worth going out there to go see.
Yeah, it's a weird event on radio. He just has to record himself going, wow!
Yeah.
Look at that really thing!
Cool.
Holy cow! That's a moon! A super blue blood moon.
You got it. Super blue blood moon.
That should confer some sort of magical power on you or something if you bask in its light.
Well, then maybe we should go out. Maybe we'll get superpowers.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I'm for it. 5:51 now, time for Al Rushbaugh.
Before President Trump delivered a State of the Union address, Politico revved up the spin machine. They predicted that President Trump would get plenty of applause when he mentioned the $1.5 trillion tax cut that he signed into law in December. But said, with polls showing Republicans have yet to make the sale on the tax bill, it's not clear how much the new law will help them in November. Now, this is all the Democrats and their drive-by allies like Politico have left. They're standing on the sidelines trying to convince themselves the American people will not notice they have more money, that their paychecks are bigger, that their 401ks are growing like gangbusters, that the economy is exploding, and that more people have jobs. Why? Because their cherished polls say so. Never once do they stop and think these are the same polls that predicted President Hillary Clinton would be delivering this State of the Union address instead of reading trashy political fiction at the Grammys. Republicans have yet to make the sale on the tax bill? No, Politico. Reality is making the sale. American businesses are selling the tax cuts with every bonus, every raise, benefits increase, and by repatriating billions of dollars back home into the U.S. economy. And not one single Democrat voted for it. They don't have fingerprints. They can't claim credit. So, Politico, let's just see how much help the Democrats get from that in November. You want to see a big, fat zero?
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent?
ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dale City, not so good here. Serious crash calling for a medevac helicopter. So this is in the area right at the Prince William Parkway and Minneville Road. An entire corridor where they're closing lanes down so they can land this medevac. Again, Dale City, Prince William Parkway, Minneville Road, the closure with a serious crash. On Interstate 95, Dale City to Woodbridge, the volume briefly as you head in through Newington. 66 were bogged down a bit through Manassas. Now, Lee Highway, 29 Lee Highway at Blake Lane. That's where crews are dealing with a water main break, so that's closed each direction. And they say through the morning rush hour, first they have to get the water stop, then they have to do the road repairs. 210, Indian Head Highway. Do see a little bit of volume about past Palmer Road, Livingston Road toward the Beltway. But the closer to the Beltway you get, the better the pace. That's where the report of a crash. Looks like lanes should be opened through that area, but use caution. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds putting a little chill in the air this morning. Wind chills in the single digits. Cold day today. Clouds and sunshine will hold in the mid-30s. Overnight tonight, low 20s, teen suburbs, still some gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 22 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples has low prices on the organizational solutions your business needs to clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand this year. Like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Less mess equals more success. Visit Staples.com for more. Staples, it's bro time.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Did you know that most homes will sell in less than 30 days in the spring real estate market? So why throw away your money paying high real estate commissions? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of just $500 upfront and only 0.5% commission at closing. At Wilson Realty Group, we say an educated client is our best client. So be smart with your money. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains.
Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, we're going to talk to you about your reaction to the State of the Union. We'll also, if you missed it, we've got some of the audio for you. We'll play it for you in case what you missed.
And the president had a lot to say during that State of the Union, including standing for the national anthem, which is apparently controversial these days. Cal Thomas will join us as well. He's going to break down where this State of the Union fits in history, what he thinks of the president's address to the nation last night. It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Redskins have reportedly worked out a deal with the Kansas City Chiefs to acquire quarterback Alex Smith. The move can't be officially completed until March, but reports are that the Skins will give Smith a four-year extension on his current contract, which has a year to go. Smith has spent the past five seasons with the Chiefs, leading them to the playoffs four times. Infrastructure was top of mind last night at President Trump's first State of the Union address.
We will build gleaming new roads, bridges, highways, railways, and waterways all across our land. And we will do it with American heart, American hands, and American grit.
Mr. Trump is calling on Congress to pass legislation to generate at least $1.5 trillion to upgrade the nation's infrastructure. And the president used his address to appeal to Republicans and Democrats to work together to provide safe, fast, and reliable infrastructure. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is preparing to deliver his fourth State of the State address today at noon in Annapolis. The governor is expected to promote his legislative agenda, which this year includes business tax credits and a new anti-corruption watchdog for public schools. The economy is doing well, but Montgomery County still needs to cut costs. So the county council has approved a savings plan to fix the shortfall.
$53.5 million. That's how much the Montgomery County Council approved in cuts from this year's operating budget. It helps to deal with a budget shortfall of $120 million. Council Administrator Steve Farber.
There are some issues.
That shortfall is mainly due to decreasing income tax revenues. Among the cuts are about $25 million from public schools. Councilmember Craig Rice.
Have been reassured that these savings and reductions will be focused more in central office and not hit our classrooms.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Virginia Tech student has been charged with possessing a rifle and trying to order 5,000 rounds of ammunition, but school officials are trying to calm a nervous campus by issuing a statement saying that during weeks of investigation of freshman Young Song Zhao, quote, at no time did police believe there was any threat to our community, nor is there one now. The memory of the 2007 campus mass shooting is still very fresh in the minds of many in Blacksburg. One Virginia lawmaker has an idea to get school districts a little extra money.
You see school buses everywhere around town, so why not slap an ad on them? Virginia State Delegate Israel O'Quinn says they won't be huge.
Between the rear wheels and the rear of the bus on that back quarter panel.
And content guidelines, nothing you wouldn't want your kids to see.
This is not something the state is going to say, you have to do it. But if the bill passes, then it's certainly another tool in the tool chest.
I would imagine that my colleagues on the school board would discuss it.
Fairfax School Board Chair Jane Strauss sees it as a sign of the times.
Where public schools are being squeezed and are looking for ways to raise more money.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Maryland Senate has voted for a bill to end the parental rights of rapists. The legislation now goes to the House, where a similar measure is pending. Philadelphia police say a man from Arlington was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer after hitting a pedestrian with his car and then struggling with the officer. Police say 31-year-old Khalil Lawal of Arlington apparently was trying to hit a person who had just gotten out of his car in South Philly Monday morning. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 26,077, the Nasdaq at 7,402. Sports, the Redskins acquire quarterback Alex Smith in a trade with Kansas City. The Wizards beat Oklahoma City. The Caps take on the Flyers at home tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You got to check out